problem? Did zombies eat your brain? You've come so far, why now are you yanking on my chain? I'd normally slap your face off, and everyone here could watch. But I'm feeling nice, here's some advice. Listen up, biatch.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your favorite podcast that you can listen to with your sons, daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whoever is present. This is the podcast for you. And yes, we are still the number one up-and-coming podcast in the world. Debates that don't matter. Megan, how's it going out there?
Grant, it's going pretty swell. How has everything been for you?
I can say there has been no complaints. Life has been good. There aren't any bombs dropping over by me, so I can say everything is going fantastic.
Jesus Christ. Did you forget the title of the podcast?
Riverdale Part 2?
No, I was going to say it's debates that don't matter, which means we're not supposed to talk about
anything. Oh, I meant metaphorical bombs, not literal bombs.
Got it. Good save. It looks like things have been going pretty well for the co-hosts of Debates That Don't Matter. I would say there's probably only one tragic downfall in our lives currently.
And what is that downfall?
Our podcast platform has completely screwed us out of all the big bucks that we've been making off this podcast.
Ah, yes, you are right. For those of you who don't know, our podcast was called our podcasting platform that brings us worldwide, was called Anchor. And of course, like any great idea, the big company comes and buys it. What was that company? Spotify. I have a Spotify premium account. I love it. But it does not help the little guy on a podcasting stream get money. We apparently need to have 100 viewers in a month in order to see any revenue, which, just to give you all some statistics, we have about 600 total people that have listened since the inception. So 100 a month is a lot, but tell your friends, your sister, wives, daughters, whoever, brothers, fathers, whoever, tell them to listen so we can try to, make some 5 cents on the dime.
So that way we can feed our dogs.
Yes. Cause
otherwise they'll starve.
Yeah. Cause right also, now
did you say sister comma wives or sister wives?
Hey, we don't judge here on the base of no matter. So whatever floats your boat, there, people. As the saying goes, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. So whatever you do in your free time is your business. Shout out to Dwight Howard.
Did you ever watch Sister Wives?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that, like, two of them have, like, left?
Oh, I thought it was, maybe I didn't watch Sister Wives, because I thought it was, like, each episode or every four episodes followed a different, polygamous family.
No, Sister Wives, I want to say it's TLC, but it's, like, are they the Brown family? And originally he has three wives, and then Robin comes in the picture and there's four wives, but Robin is like clearly his favorite. And over the last, 8-10 years, whatever, like they've just fallen apart and he's awful to them and they're slowly leaving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe they'll listen to our podcast.
Maybe they will. Who knows? Shout out. Who knows? Maybe we can even have one of them on here to explain the appeals to a, I don't even know.
I don't know if we need to debate polygamy.
we can spice up the podcast.
But what's another? So, like, there's obviously just like the legal form of marriage that's two people. Then there's polygamy. What's another form of marriage? Because a spicy debate could be like two different types of like illegal taboo type marriages, and to see which one is the least taboo or the most taboo. I don't know.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious which one's the least taboo. The guy with his island, and they just made a movie about it, too. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to drop another, bomb type comment, but this person may or may not have killed themselves in the jail cell.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He may not be in collusion with the Clintons or the other people.
What kind of marriage was he in?
The one where the person was nowhere close to the age of 18.
Oh, no. Okay, we're not going there. All right. So, guys, everything that is wrong with Riverdale, part two.
Segue. See that.
It was necessary.
Oh, which, speaking of which, everything wrong with Riverdale, Miss Grundy, talk about underage consensual relationships.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I know where we left off last time. We did season one and season two. We were going to jump into season three, but I'm glad that you brought up Miss Grundy, because the only thing about season one that I want to talk about is that when I was rewatching it, they do like a school dance type thing, and she is wearing this blue dress with black polka dots from Banana Republic. And the reason that I know it's Banana Republic is because I have the exact same dress. I don't like sharing a dress and sharing fashion choices with a weird little, I don't know what to call her. She's not a pedophile. She's just a predator.
True, who taught art or was it music that she taught?
Music, because remember, Archie gets all into
Oh,
his kind
yeah,
of like Troy
guitar.
Bolton thing, but instead of basketball, it's football and music.
The highs and
Since
lows.
Archie came from like an old comic, does that mean that Troy Bolton actually copies Archie, or did Archie copy Troy Bolton?
I actually read some of the old Archie comics, and they did not mention that type of relationship style or the whole Archie, wanting to give up music to play football or vice versa.
Oh, that's like a CW special.
100% CCW creation reimagining, if we must call it, like, with Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures. Yeah.
So I'm gonna put that as Archie Andrews is a total copy of Troy Bolton. Troy Bolton is the original musically inclined athlete struggling internally. It's not my dream, Dad. It's your dream.
True, but the difference you see is Troy Bolton was actually good. Archie, he was not that good at football. He wasn't getting that many scouts. Because you remember Troy Bolton, he could have gone D1 easily, and I think he still did, but and
So it's no
that's
debate
very
then.
uncommon. Yeah.
Troy Bolton better than Archie Andrews.
Facts, the better vocals too.
Oh, snap. Okay, so you know where that takes us? Top of season three, which our little Archie, guess where he is that Troy Bolton never was? He's in court on trial.
Yeah, we're not talking about any kangaroo court or the court of your peers at a lunchroom saying, stick to the status quo. Real hard knocks, scared straight.
Sorry, such a good song.
I know, he just wanted to make some creme brulee. RIP Zeke.
Is he dead?
No, I don't think so, but they really didn't continue his story. So, in a character sense,
Okay,
yes,
I
he's
feel better
dead.
for a second. I was like, whoa, did that actor die?
Oh no, but RIP to Matthew Perry. Never saw episode of Friends, but I
Do you
hear people
have
like
it?
it. No,
Oh,
that.
this one hurts a little bit. This one hurts.
Well, you still got Ross and the others, I
Yeah,
guess. Yeah.
the character of Chandler just was more iconic than Ross. This one hurts a little. He had all his drug addictions too. Like he really struggled. And from what I'm hearing, I haven't actually like read anything. It sounds like he had like a heart attack in the hot tub and drowned.
Oh, okay. I heard there were some drugs involved,
I
so.
maybe that is the most updated thing. I think just for the sake of our listeners, this is being recorded. So I think he passed away, was it Friday afternoon? And then word
Yes.
kind of broke Saturday, and now it's Sunday.
Correct.
So there's definitely been a whole lot of just speculation over how he died. And I would say we probably don't have at this point in time a real answer that's been fact checked.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of TikTok theories, none of which we know are correct. I even heard a guy say it was the lizard people. So who knows? Who knows?
And this is exactly how Chandler Bing is relevant to season three. He's not at all.
Just like the rest of Riverdale, it does.
pretty much. So we're pretty much picking up season three, episode one. It's Labor Day weekend. The jury's supposed to be deliberating. Did Archie do the thing? Did he not do the thing? And then they end up with like a mistrial, and he takes a plea deal. He's going to go to juvie for a couple years. And it leads us to, Archie having a wild time in juvie, which I don't think was an accurate portrayal of what juvie is probably actually really like.
I don't know. I think the probably the most accurate part of it was the Underground Fight Club, because I don't buy the whole, okay, we're gonna start a random flag football rugby team there with that small field they have. So I say the Fight Club was probably the most accurate depiction they had in there.
Isn't there like a corrupt, I don't, detention officer or something, and he's like
Yep.
running it?
Yep. Oh,
Yeah.
actually, he's running on the warden's orders.
Got
Because
it.
the warden works for Hiram. So he was part of the in crowd for the, what was the drug in Riverdale called? Peach Schnapps or something?
Jingle
Those
jangle?
the jingle
Snap.
jangle. I forget, it was something weird like that. So yeah, the jingle jangle was getting filtered through there.
Got it. Okay, so you think the most realistic part of Archie and Juvie is the Underground Fight Club. You don't think it's realistic that he has this big impassioned speech about high school football, and then all the cheerleaders show up and give him a weird little like strip tease on the other side of the fence?
Well, coming from my very limited experience of freshman and varsity football, all 2 years, 2 years of it, I will say no. I'm sure there are some people that think, the highs and lows of high school football are unmatched. And to those people, I will tell you, there's a lot of other things to do after high school football.
The highs and lows,
The
the
highs and lows,
triumphs and defeats.
yeah.
It's so bad. Troy Bolton would never.
I mean, oh, speaking of Troy Bolton, and he would never, I don't know, a bet on it went diamond, I think, over the past couple weeks.
No.
Yep.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. Not gonna stop. That is my plan. I don't know the words right now. I need to tactically pour. It's just the golf course and the slapping the water. It's iconic.
Can't beat
Okay.
it.
So at some point, all right, he's gonna end up getting out of juvie, but the whole reason he's there is because Hiram, Veronica's dad, like is has something to do with Archie being there and Archie being framed. So while he's in juvie, Veronica's doing that weird little cheerleader striptease on the outside of the fence. Betty and Jughead are investigating Dilton's death.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, and now we're getting into Gargoyle King.
Oh no. You're missing the best part. He has to break out and then he gets attacked by the bear.
Oh, he breaks out and there's the why did I not put those in the same? You're right. Wait, no.
Because he has to hide out in the cabin in the woods because they're still trying to find out because he didn't want to finish his sentence.
Yes, there. You're right. That's like
he was going to die.
Sorry, not season 9. That's like episode 9. He is attacked and mauled by the bear and it gives him these weird hallucinations. And then eventually they find like park rangers find him.
Half mauled up. Yeah.
I just remember, I think that bear mauling is where the show really started to lose me. We already spoke last episode about how there were so many red flags in seasons 1 and 2, and we just kind of ignored them. But like, I feel like the bear mauling was where I started to wake up.
You know what? I'm sad to admit it. The bear mauling, I was still in. I was actually more and more invested after that. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Because it added some spice to it.
And then there's that whole weird thing where you have the sisters and Betty and then...
Oh, yeah, the Systems of Quiet Mercy. Or just yeah. Betty's actual sister, the...
Polly.
Yeah, Polly Pocket, yeah.
And then at some point, I'm like 99% sure that somebody shoots Hiram.
Oh, yes. Hiram gets shot by... the mom. What was her name? Mabel? Marjorie?
Who's mom?
Veronica's mom. She shoots him.
Hermione.
Yeah. I forget. Hermione and
but
Hiram.
Then
yeah.
it's so Archie and Veronica, you know, remember, we're endgame Archie. They break up because she thinks that Archie shoots her dad. And then she starts hanging out with Reggie.
Oh, yeah. Freaking Reggie. Reggie.
Hermione, what does she do? She appoints FP, Jughead's dad, as the new sheriff because the other sheriff, like, dies.
No.
Somebody dies.
Did he? No, the other sheriff was the guy's dad.
Kevin's dad.
Yeah,
is Claudius somebody else? Claudius dies. Who's Claudius?
Oh, is Claudius Kevin's dad? I thought he died a little later.
Oh, wait.
Claudius is a black guy who took over for Kevin's dad.
No, Claudius. Am I thinking
Claudius is Blossom. Yeah, Claudius Blossom.
He's Clifford's brother.
Yeah, Claudius Blossom. But the other guy, remember, it was a black sheriff took over because he was part of Hiram's crew. And then they kicked out Kevin's dad. So, because that's when the town was being turned into a mob-esque town. And then I think that's what happened. Yeah, so that guy died because the reason FP got appointed because Hermione called FP like, hey, can you help me, you know, cover up the shooting for Hiram? I'll help you out and get you a real job.
And then somehow, and Hermione is just as, you know, snaky as Hiram.
Yeah. Two people that should have never been together, but for whatever reason, they're like, yeah.
So yeah, there's a whole lot going on there. Veronica's parents are just so problematic. And all the while, they're dealing with, is it Griffins and Gargoyles? Is that the game?
Oh, yes, Griffins and Gargoyles. So it's the game that's sweeping the town. I believe we first get introduced to it over at the diner, that redhead who dies in Stranger Things episode one. She's playing it with some pizza delivery boy scout and Jughead's sister.
Sweet pea.
Sweet Pea, yes, Sweet Pea, who's turns into a real creeper later
And
on, but
at
yeah.
some point we get a flashback episode where it turns out that all the parents, when they were in high school, they played the same game.
So yeah, so it wasn't like a Jumanji thing, more of like a the newer version of Pretty Little Liars. So basically, no, I would say that. Yeah, the parents get involved in some shady stuff, and then it comes back to haunt the kids decades later. So.
And all while this is going on, Cheryl starts dating Tony.
Oh yes. So yeah, Riverdale breaks the mold. So Cheryl is tired of going after her dead brother's ghost and Archie, who reminds her of her
Her
dead
of her
brother.
brother.
So Tyler do 360. She decides that she's in love with a oh, what is Tony in this? I know in real life she is half black. Oh, in this she's a Native American. Yeah, decides to go out with a Native American woman. So,
Oh, is she?
yeah, because remember the original origin of the serpents? It was something
No.
about, oh my, oh, okay, well, a little sidetrack. So, according to Tony's either grandma or grandfather, I forget how the episode goes, the serpents were the original protectors of the ground of Riverdale and did some type of, you know, Native American ceremony with it. It was a very one episode thing, and then we're gonna get back to the murderers and goblins going on. So it was a very minor detail, but nothing that was really too important to the story. So yeah, so Cheryl, she decides that yeah, Tony's the girl for me.
But
And
don't worry, because they break up right before the Heathers episode.
ooh, I think the
Because
Heathers episode might be the best episode out of Riverdale.
they do the, is it the, what's the song called? Is it Candy Shop or?
Ooh, no, Candy Shop is the
What's it
is the
called?
other one. Oh,
Candy store. It's called Candy Store.
yes,
That's
Candy
the song
Shop is 50
that
Cent.
they do. There's a difference. Oh, geez. Yeah, that one might actually not be the craziest musical episode, because in this show they hit off, especially with like Josie and the Pussycats, like they're singing music from the get-go, classic CW.
Yeah, but see, it was good music at the beginning, and then as soon as they got rid of Josie and the Pussycats, yeah, it went real downhill with the music we were getting.
It's hard to hold on to talent. Just fire them.
Yeah, or send them to New York in some last ditch effort for a spin-off show. Yeah.
I know, poor Lucy Hale. She cannot get past season one of all her shows. Sorry, Katie Keene or whatever. I never
Yeah.
watched it.
Saying I was more of a fan of Heart of Dixie, but I think that might be Rachel Gleason and not her, so
Oh, dang. I never watched that, but I know what you're talking about. Okay, near, so we're like after the Heathers episode, or maybe in the Heathers episode, that's kind of, you're getting to, we might be past mid-season finale, I think, but we
yeah.
finally get Edgar Evernever.
Oh, that sounds like a good name. I do not remember this guy.
You don't?
No, Edgar Evanescence? Yeah, nah.
Ever never. I'm trying to think. Okay, guess you do know. Do you, we talked about this before we started. Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, I forget. Edgar. Yeah, Egg. Okay, the whole last name. That was. Yeah, the last thing got me. Yes, Chad Michael Murray, aka Lucas Scott from One Tree Hill. Yes. Yeah, this
Yeah.
guy operates the farm. Oh, which is the whole other subplot to it. So, oh, what is her? What's Betty's mom's name?
Alice.
Yeah, Alice. So Alice decides to infiltrate the farm, who is this cultist group that has Polly and the incest twins that Polly births with Jason Blossom, because, you know, they're cousins in a weird way, to fight over some maple syrup. We explained that in the last episode. But yeah, so Alice decides to infiltrate that, and then we get the rebirth of Chad Michael Murray, who we haven't seen in about 20 plus years on television because he got tired of being known as Lucas Scott. So
I totally messed up earlier.
About what?
I said that this is totally not what you were just talking about, but it just hit me. Sweet Pea is not Jughead's little sister. That's Jelly Bean.
Oh yeah, because Sweet Pea is the guy, right? The serpent.
Now I don't know. This is why Riverdale is a problem.
Too many. Oh, Sweet.
Sweet Pea is a dude. It's a dude. Okay. You're right. Played by Jordan Connor, Southside Serpent. He maybe is into Josie. Oh, there's when I had to Google him, obviously, if you couldn't tell. And there's a subreddit, and it says, where TF did Sweet Pea go? People want to know.
Oh, yeah, that is funny. Yeah, because after Josie left, it was kind of like we don't need your character anymore. Just like when Cobra Kai wrote out the one of their one black characters they had. Oh, yeah, you know, she just went to school elsewhere.
Okay, so we have the farm. We have Chad Michael Murray as Edgar Evernever, and they're a cult. But do you remember where their income comes from?
Yes, weed.
I thought they were selling organs.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I may have
blocked. Or do we find that out in season 4?
No, I think that no, you're right, because there was somebody who got their organ stolen in a bath. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because that's why they want, they cut up one of the main characters, or try to cut them up.
And then we end season 3 with the death of one of the parents. Do you know who dies?
Yeah, R.I.P. Fred Andrews.
No.
Oh, he did.
No! It's Hal.
We don't care about the Red Hood. Okay.
We find out that this whole time, Betty's dad has been going around killing people as the Black Hood. And then I think that's kind of what leads us into season 4, where they're like, Betty has the serial killer gene.
Oh, okay. I totally forgot. I thought they knew. No, they were just, okay. I remember. Oh, yeah. And then the videotapes, too. Okay.
What videotapes?
Can you remember the videotapes? So as you mentioned, the serial killer gene. So Betty's grandma on her dad's side, so Hal's mom, videotaped him, explaining to him, showing him videotapes of his father's killings, and trained him up to be a serial killer. It was a whole thing, because that's why Jelly Bean goes off on a deep end, because, you know, to get into that secret little movie making place in season 6, she sells those to that weird guy in town.
Got it. Okay. And then so ultimately we wrap up season 3 with Hal being killed, and then you find out that Betty has a brother, he's alive, and there's an FBI agent, and Alice, Cuckoo Alice, this whole time has been undercover at the farm for the FBI.
Yes, but I think you're leaving out the most important part of that.
What?
Mr. Edgar Evernever and his rocket.
Oh my God, has the rocket happened?
The rocket hat? Oh wait, no. Oh, I spoiled it because he got away for a little bit. Then he comes back later in season four. So never mind.
Okay, so I think then we are safe to segue into season four. Do you even remember season
Oh
four?
yeah, season four is one of my favorite seasons because that's where they have the all-out town brawl for the Grey Worm bar. So season four starts off as any other Riverdale season with some hot and steamy kissing from who other? No, not Archie and Veronica, but Jughead and Veronica.
Oh
Why?
my God, I don't remember that.
Who knows why? That's just how the show goes. Actually, I'm entirely wrong. That is later.
But Fred is dead. Like, actively, they have to kill Fred at this point.
Yes, so which is why they have
Because,
the independence that yes.
yes, a hit and run driver kills him, and that's kind of where we start, which is very, and they do a whole like remembrance thing for him. And this is all because the actor who played Fred Andrews has passed away. That was very sad. Everybody was super sad about that.
Yeah,
And I
not
was
sad enough
obviously
to write
so
a good
sad that
show.
I'm not having to Google him right now to remember Luke Perry. That's the name. I'm sorry, Luke. I wasn't ready. You can't have all your notes when you're going through this many seasons of this much stuff.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, in Megan's defense and mine, this show's quite a doozy. We're talking about over 130 episodes over 5 years, and yeah, 45 minutes a piece. It'll drive you insane. Just yeah. So, okay, yeah. So that happens. Oh my gosh. That happens, then they do a omen or homage, I should say, to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They do a little take on Fast Times at Riverdale High, where, well, they got Mad Dog, who is Archie's pal that he met in the juvie hall. Mad Dog, he was a top fighter in juvie, who all the corrupt security guards bet on. He convinces Mad Dog after he gets out to join the football team with Archie. Because, Archie, he just loves high school football. This is what he lives for, lives and dies for, high school football.
Okay, so also the big change in season four, Jughead goes to Stonewall Prep, or at least he gets an offer.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes and he spends some time there. I just don't recall if he ever actually like, he does.
He goes there because he's in the class with the guy, with the teacher. So for those of you who don't know, Jughead apparently comes from a very basically his grandfather was this extraordinary writer back in his time, fantastic writer, but he went off on the deep end and ended up leaving his father, F.P. Jones, which I guess led him to join the biker gang, the Serpents, and leading him on this downward path. But so F.P. And his father had the same name as Jughead, which is Forest Whitaker Park or something.
Forsyth something.
Forsyth Jones the third is Jughead's real name. So yeah, they got a whole thing. So yeah, they do a whole background. So Jughead goes to this fancy school where there's fancy people, and he joins basically their version of the Dead Poets Society crossed with a Harvard Skull and Bones, or is it, yeah, that has Skull and Bones.
And then woven throughout, and this is good classic CW work. Woven throughout, weird things kind of start revealing that they're like quick flash forwards where you can tell that the group is like looking for Jughead. He's missing. Something is going to happen to Jughead either halfway through this season or by the end of this season. And that's what keeps you watching. That is what keeps you watching through all this weird stuff, because I'm pretty sure at this point, like, there's a whole thing where Jason's body goes missing and then they recover it. And I think Cheryl, like, keeps Jason's body in the house and visits it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when Cheryl. Yeah, it's crazy, too. But also, this goes back to where, since Halloween is approaching, and this is actually when I'll probably release this episode. So, happy future, y'all. Happy Halloween. The anonymous videotapes start appearing on everyone's doorsteps. You know, there's these people in masks that go in people's houses, videotape them while they're sleeping, and then they put them on their doorsteps in the morning. So, do you remember that part?
Yes, I remember, like, their homes are being watched. All the while, Archie is suddenly building, like, a community center and...
Yeah, a community center for the troubled youth, because he was a troubled youth. He went to...
Right, Juvie changed him. Changed him for the better.
Yeah, Juvie for all of... Honestly, it was probably a week and a half real time he was there. So then he broke out. Archie definitely wasn't about that life. So.
And then I think once we kind of get to that point, at some point, they do another flash forward, and it's FP... and Betty, and they're in like a coroner's office, and they identify Jughead's dead body. So really early on in season four, they're setting us up for Jughead's death. And I'm telling you, that is why we keep watching, because nothing else is making sense.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? There's a junior FBI training program.
Oh, and she signed
that's it when. That's when she has, like, that whole serial killer gene, like, dilemma, and she's also in the junior FBI training program. Like, what?
Oh, and also, I think we forgot to mention that, too, that the agent that Alice is working with introduces himself as Charles Smith, who later... Yeah, a little bit later.
I thought there's Charles the brother, and then there's Charles the FBI agent, and one of them is actually the brother and one of them's not, and it's the one pretending to be the brother is actually just a drug addict, and then the FBI agent's the actual brother. Do I have that right?
Yes, but I think then he turns crazy too later on.
He's bad. He's evil. When in doubt, just assume somebody's evil.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, especially with this show.
I mean, Cheryl just kooky. I'm like trying to think. Okay, so at some point, I'm trying to think. The Shady Grove comes into play.
Oh, yeah, because of...
it's like a mental hospital or something. Right? Isn't it like a mental hospital?
Yeah. Shady... Yeah, that's where they put... who did they put there? One of the killers they put there. I forget who. There was another killer.
Is Hal doesn't live, right?
I thought he lived a little bit. Let me see.
And then, oh my goodness.
Oh, He dies in season three. Polly killed him.
Classic. The Riverdale Bulldogs make it to the state finals against the Stonewall Stallions, who have been reported to be playing unfairly.
Oh yes, because one of the guys was in Jughead's class, a big meathead. Always quoted Edgar Allan Poe, real weirdo. But he was apparently good at football. So
Because
honestly, I
remember, this is still high school, so we have to have in a little drama with that. What's the see, in this season we get a crossover with somebody from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and I think we get a crossover with Katie Keene.
Oh yeah, the crossover we get, it was with Sabrina at least. It was just a pizza delivery. Yeah, one of the guys from Riverdale, or
Oh
one of
yeah,
the
he's literally just deliver. I forgot about that.
guys.
I made it sound way more exciting than it was.
I mean, it could have been more exciting, but they just, yeah.
Let's see. So we eventually build up. I want to say it's around like episode 13. We build up to Jughead's death, and it looks like Betty's serial killer gene has kind of gone cuckoo, and it looks like she's the one who has bludgeoned Jughead to death. She like hits him with a rock. So that one got me. I remember that one getting me real good. No, didn't get you.
Yeah, he didn't give me that much, no.
You didn't think he
It
was dead?
it's a show where just where they decided to connect the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina with it, so you know, they could have brought him back to life very easily.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So then, right, his death kind of becomes the focal point for the latter half of season four. Cheryl like does her weird memorial locker for him. Betty's struggling, but really we know she's just a little actress. Betty ends up kissing Archie. And then
Yeah.
Cheryl sees the kiss, tells Veronica. So now we have all that drama. And then I think at this point it's revealed to us that Betty actually knows that Jughead's alive and this whole thing's been staged and it's cuckoo and it's very unrealistic for a bunch of high schoolers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, then don't isn't that when they find the bomb shelter or whatever? They stumble, yeah, because he left
There's a
breadcrumbs
bunker.
for him.
Dylan had a
Yeah, the
bunker.
bunk, yeah.
And then Betty and Archie are like kind of like still all flirty with each other, which I got very confused by the relationships at this point and who was dating who. But it doesn't matter because don't worry, when we get to season seven, it all becomes clear. Does it? Does it?
All the loose ends get tied up.
And we have a Donna. There's a Donna at in like the second half of this season. Do you remember Donna?
No. Who
You
the heck is it?
don't?
No, Donna.
She's a Stonewall Prep student.
Oh, she eventually gets killed, right? Oh, I, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her. Yeah, I remember.
She's told by, I don't remember if it's like the guy who runs the school, but she's involved in all of that. But she's not very memorable, is she?
No, she's not. And honestly, the only reason I remember her is because she annoys me in another show, Yellow Jackets. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough. And then at some point, we are back into like a musical. I don't remember what musical they do. And
Oh, is
then
that Cats? Or was that earlier where
I
Kevin
don't think
does
we've done
Cats?
Cats yet. Because Kevin tries to perform something from a musical, but then they like decide it's too inappropriate. And then Jughead, Archie, Betty, and Veronica create the Archies.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I try to do their Fleetwood Mac type thing. Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac. Oh geez, we're slacking here. I don't think we're gonna make it into season 5 through 7 in this episode.
Oh, don't worry. I think we can speed it up.
All right,
So
season four
that
finale, what happens?
season 4 finale, they kill the principal. Principal Honey's dead.
Because he cancels prom?
Well, that's what they think. But shoot, I forgot. Honestly.
Psych.
No. Why did
No,
they
not psych. They
kill?
do actually kill him.
No, he dies. But why does Principal Honey die? Yeah, I think you're right. I think we may have to do part three.
No, they have him fired. He's involved in something.
Yeah.
It's weird. I remember the finale being weird because there's a combination of what's actually happening, and then Jughead is like writing a story.
Yes, because he's part of Principal Honey. He was part of that Writers Guild back in his day or whatever.
Yeah, he's writing like for a college paper or something, and then he changes the story, but it involves like Reggie dying and Honey dying. And then more videotapes show up. And then there's another videotape, and it's a group of people wearing masks of like our usual Riverdale characters, and they stab Mr. Honey to death.
Yeah. Oh.
I remember
I
when I
for
asked you to take away the season four finale, and then instead I did it, and now you sound surprised by everything that I just said.
I was like, well, no, it only surprised me because I didn't think Jelly Bean would have killed them. But maybe it was other
Wait, what did Jelly Bean do? Are we in season five?
Well, we're like a 5, 6-ish.
You jumped all the way to six? Oh my goodness.
Because that's when it's revealed who was doing the tapes.
Who's doing the tapes?
Jelly Bean and her friends were the ones doing the tape.
Okay. And they get Charles, like FBI Charles, involved in that.
Yes, they get him involved, and then they at one point think it's him because he's acting sus. But he's acting sus because he's just a weirdo.
And then it gets, but then like the tapes are still freaking weird because they do prom. I think episode one of season five kicks off with prom, and don't worry, we're just gonna get even more confusing and whatnot. The Masked Gang is there's like a live stream, and there's a masked owl, and then I'm trying to remember. I think Archie isn't being faithful to Veronica. And
Yeah.
then, like, the Black
Oh,
Hood is back in the videos.
Josie and the Pussycats return.
Oh, geez, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
you're
think
right. You're right. I
this is when the Katie
think
Kane was ending.
Josie comes back, but she's like international. Right, she's super famous at this point. She's on tour. Her father has a heart attack or something. I think he dies. But and
Oh,
she's
yeah.
not gonna help them. She's like, I was never really one of you guys. I think she might be with Sweet Pea.
Oh, but so then we get the Katie Keene crossover with them, and also Katie Keene's boyfriend comes to town and wants to fight Archie in a box. No. And may oh, I know he comes to there because he wants to be a firefighter in the town. That's why he comes.
And then at some point in this season, Tony, which we never mentioned how she got pregnant, but she delivers a baby.
Oh
Well, in
wow.
real life, the actress was
Oh
pregnant.
yeah. In real life she was pregnant, but oh she oh.
You don't remember this?
No.
She's being a surrogate for Kevin and Fangs, isn't she?
Oh, I didn't think so.
Or did they never even tell us?
I don't think they ever tell us. Oh, and actually the Katie Crean crossover, he does fight her boyfriend in a boxing match. Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no, because she's the serpent. Oh, because don't they do a fast forward?
Did we already get to the fast forward?
Yeah, I think they do the flash forward after they graduate.
Shoot.
Because then she's pregnant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
After they graduate, they do a flash forward, right? Seven years, yeah.
So graduation is in season 5, episode 3. So we jumped ahead. See? Okay, everything that is wrong with Riverdale. We can't even talk about it. So, no, I don't know if graduation actually happens in episode 3, but it's early on. And, okay, they all graduate. Archie says, I'm going to go join the army because he's struggling without his dad. FP and Jellybean leave. There's a time capsule. Cheryl's like, I'm not going to college. Bye, Tony. We're done. They all like say their final goodbyes because Archie's going to the army. They're all planning to meet a year from that day. And then everything kind of falls apart. Like Veronica goes on vacations with Hermione before college. Betty confesses to Jughead that she kissed Archie. So Jughead moves out of the Cooper house because, yeah, by the way, he was like living there. Betty goes to Yale and is kind of living in Archie's house until it sells. And I think Jughead goes into like the bunker or something. And yeah. 1 year from their final good, like it jumps 1 year and they go to Pops to all meet. And Jughead is there, but nobody else is there. And then Jughead's like, it's going to be 6 more years before we reunite. And then bam, episode 4, we are now 7 years post-graduation. So they do this time jump. Yeah, is it all coming back? This is why our story was not making sense. Like Tony being pregnant.
Yeah, this is coming back. Yeah, because this is what I watched most recently. So yeah, so this portion I remember now.
So Archie, he's been discharged from the army. Betty's an FBI agent. Veronica's in a jewelry store. She's married to somebody who is like very much like her father. Creepy. Jughead's a published author, but he's really struggling to keep writing. I think he's got like debt collectors coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Pop Tate's retiring. And I think that's kind of what is starting to bring everyone there. Kevin is still with Fangs. Kevin, I think, works at Riverdale.
Yeah, he's a guidance counselor. With Tony,
and then Tony's pregnant and they're adopting Tony's child. Reggie works for Hiram. Oh my goodness. Pop Tate's has a daughter or granddaughter or something that's running
the shop. Yeah.
Yes. My goodness. And then I think so Archie's back in town for the retirement. He's the one who calls Betty, Veronica, and Jughead, saying they're like, hey, we need to save Riverdale. This place is a mess. The ghoulies are running this place. It's drug central all over again. And that's why everybody comes there, is because Riverdale is just falling apart. And Josie is like, yeah, I'm not helping you guys save Riverdale. I was never one of you.
Yeah, I got other things to do in my time. Yeah.
So that really like sets us up with season 5 and kind of what's going on is the town is crumbling. Hiram, I think like the high school is no longer even a public school. Hiram gets involved with that. I think if I remember correctly, Veronica might open up like a jewelry store there. Betty and Archie are like kind of a fling or something. And Jughead starts talking to an old man whose like friends were abducted by aliens called the Mothmen. Do you remember the Mothmen?
Yeah, the Mothman, and then that was, yeah. I think this is when I started to roll my eyes and be like, what is going on
here? Wow. This is what it took for you to finally be like, what the crap is this show?
Yeah.
And we're back to pretty much a serial killer. Women are going missing.
And who is doing that? None other than... Yeah, no, I forgot.
You don't even know?
I don't know. Because I think I skipped that episode and then it went to the comment part.
What comic part?
Oh, no, the comment.
Oh, the comment. Oh. The comment doesn't happen till season 6.
Are we not on season 6?
No, we're on 5. Okay. So here, at this point, Polly is dead. Polly dies.
And who has the children?
I don't remember. Isn't Alice taking care of them?
Oh, yes, because, yeah, she's taking care of them, and then she resents, oh, I do remember this. This is coming back to me because she resents, Polly resented Betty for leaving. And she's like, why would I stay here? These are your children. I'm not raising them. So yeah, okay. I do remember.
But don't worry because by the end of this, Archie and Veronica, who somehow were like back together, even though Archie and Betty, by the beginning of this season, were like together-ish, finally are like, we're on separate paths. We must, you know, go our separate ways. But then Tony and Fangs end up getting together, but I thought Fangs was with Kevin.
Fangs was with Kevin, but then he leaves him, I believe.
For Tony?
No, not for Tony. I think just to be by himself.
Oh, but then, like, Tony and Fangs get together. Jesus, I can't keep track of this all. Okay, so by the end of season 5, Betty becomes special agent at the FBI, and there's, like, a whole Riverdale field office. That's a joke. I think Veronica's still at war with Hiram because Hiram, like, sets Pops on fire. Tabitha, I don't remember who Tabitha is, but I know
Tabitha is Pop's granddaughter slash the angel.
Got it.
Who comes in seasons. Yeah. Okay.
And so Tony and Fangs are dealing with the serpents. Cheryl goes on some cuckoo thing where she finds out that her ancestor was burned at the stake by like Archie and Betty's and Jughead's ancestors and wants an wants an apology for something they didn't do. And then Veronica and Reggie get back together. And then Archie, who I don't even know why he has the authority to do this because I just can't remember, names Tabitha, Tony, Alice, and Frank to town council. They're going to reincorporate Riverdale, right? We're saving Riverdale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, see, so that's the reason he has authority because there's nobody else there to give him the authority because the school board or whatever, the township. Oh, was that part of Hiram's plan, too? He wanted to, basically debunk the town, make it into a mining town.
Yes. And then you get the weirdest finale ever. Betty and Archie, once again, back to Little Romance. They're in Archie's bedroom. They're going to do the dirty. Then there's a bomb under the bed. And you find out that, like, Hiram put the bomb there, and then Archie's house is blown up.
Yes. But lo and behold, in season 6, they're miraculously unscathed.
Yeah, so pretty much then, right now, we're in season 6. Whew, we've made it. We're almost there, guys. Almost there. The explosion happens. For whatever reason, Archie and Betty are in Rivervale. Not Riverdale, Rivervale. And Betty and Archie are still together. They, like, want to start a family. Cheryl, I think, has control of Thornhill now. It doesn't make any sense. I couldn't watch these. Do you remember?
Yes. Archie
is, like, taken, and the entire town wants to sacrifice him.
Yes, because of the evil warlock, Marduk, or whatever his name is. What is this guy's name? Yes, you all heard me correct. There's an evil wizard in the town of Riverdale, and he's basically causing some chaos there.
I thought he's just the devil who shows up.
Oh, is that what they...
Yeah, he plays, like, Cypher or whatever.
And episode 1, he's dead, and it's taken, finally, yeah, but yeah, okay, yeah, because he starts off dead, and then Sabrina returns, okay, yeah, so, yeah, yeah, so then we get the Sabrina the crossover to revive Archie.
So, pretty much, nothing is making sense for the first couple episodes of season 6. Shocker, right? Because this podcast is a perfect example of what kind of mess the show is. But by, like, the 4th episode of season 6, Bailey's Comet is traveling over Riverdale. Cheryl calls in Sabrina Spellman from Greendale because I think Nana Rose is, like, getting really sick. And she wants to, like, transfer her Nana soul into her body, but then you find out that, like, Abigail Blossom is actually in Cheryl. And
these Reggie women got sent to hell. I'm reading. Yeah, this show took a turn. I don't know what.
So I think there's, like, the regular season doesn't pick up. There's, like, these weird episodes at the beginning of season 6 that are not, like, normal episodes.
Yeah, it takes a supernatural turn of events.
Right, because now, I think, like, it's by, like, season 6, all of a sudden, you're back to that explosion at the Andrews house happened. Archie and Betty somehow are alive. I don't know, man. You got to take it away. I can't even. I'm struggling.
Okay. Yeah. So that happens. And all while this is happening, as Megan so kindly mentioned, the guy's name, the evil magician, Lucifer. And no, he's not the devil. Because remember in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, it's the other guy. So basically this guy is a want-to-be devil. Why does he want to do all this evil? Just cause they ran out of, you know, this is post-pandemic, everybody. Actors clearly didn't want to be there. Writers clearly gave up on this and did not want to write it. I think ChatGTP could have written a better script. But after all this madness happens and multiple people get sent to hell, there's another musical episode where Kevin, I believe it's titled Saving Their Souls. Yeah, basically, Kevin sings a pop song. I think it was Lady Gaga. And he saves everyone's souls for a little bit. Gets them out of hell while they're traveling there. And then we end on what I think is probably one of the funniest things, and what you all probably seen the memes about. Cheryl, our favorite redhead who was obsessed with her brother, carried her dead brother's body away. She discovers that she's a witch, because her ancestor was a witch. So the transferred property of whatever DNA, I guess, after all these years, she discovers she's a witch and she can do temporal manipulations somewhat. So we learned that this Lucifer guy, he's had enough of these kids. And so he says, you know what? I'm going to send a comment to Riverdale. So, you know, if you all watch any Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, if a comet hits the Earth, you know, that's pretty bad. But this particular comet is so small enough that it just destroys Riverdale. No other town, just Riverdale. So Cheryl and the gang, they team up to try to stop this comet. And Cheryl does her witchy magic powers, but to no avail. She only sends the comet back a couple hours. So while this is happening, Tabitha reveals she's actually not only Pop's granddaughter, but she's actually a angel-esque type spirit been sent here to try to save Riverdale. So the season six ends with Tabitha, in order to save everybody, in order to save everybody, I kid you not, she sends them back to the 1950s.
And bam, we take off season seven, the final season, which has one of. Do you remember what they do in episode one of season seven?
Yeah, so it's 1950. So if you all seen any pictures of the old Archie comics, they dress up the actors like their 1950s counterparts. And doesn't start with the protest.
Yet they bring in the murder of Emmett Till.
Oh yes. Yes. Oh yes. So yeah.
You're laughing because it's Riverdale, not because it's Emmett
Oh
Till.
yeah, no, not because of them too, because it was just so just outrageous of of everything that's happening
Why
both.
would they why would they bring that in to such a ridiculous show?
Well, and also, which is one of the things I want to point out that was historically inaccurate about the Riverdale, so they bring that into play. But the schools aren't segregated. So I just like to throw that piece out there. You have this multicultural cast in the same school talking about the death of Emmett Till, seeing how they're probably about 20 plus years advanced behind everybody else in the country. But that's neither here nor there.
So we really start season seven on a high note. Our lovely 7 years into adulthood characters have been pulled back to high school. Jason is back, but he's Julian. I believe Betty and Kevin are dating.
Correct, yes,
Jughead has
because,
a dog, but Fred died in the Korean War, so he doesn't have a dad. Obviously, we can't give Archie a dad because RIP Luke Perry. So Archie still doesn't have a dad. Somehow Veronica is involved in the death of James Dean. We just have so many weird historical things that they just felt they had to loop in, which is wild. The only person who remembers anything is Jughead.
yeah, and
He meets
Jughead is like
Tabitha.
tripping.
Yeah, he meets with Tabitha, who explains the comet hit Riverdale. She put them in the past to protect them and to turn the timeline. They can now create a timeline where Riverdale's not going to collapse. And then I think she takes his memory because she's like, if you keep that memory, Riverdale's going to go to shit or something.
Yeah, because if you remember the past, then yeah, then you're doomed to repeat it in Riverdale logic. So basically all go throughout this time without a recollection of it, and they just do, I don't even call it normal high school stuff, because Kevin eventually comes out in the 1950s, and Betty's like, oh, I kind of knew. And then she starts dating Jughead, but also while she starts dating Jughead, she starts dating Archie, and Jughead starts dating Veronica, and then we see this weird dynamic relationship, four people, called a quattro, I don't even know, just some weird stuff.
And then all the while, you get into this really weird situation where Kevin is just like not attracted to Betty, and it's upsetting Betty because they're together. And then Veronica likes Archie, but I think Cheryl is in a relationship with Archie. Does that sound right?
She was for like a little bit of it, because back to the whole her thing with redheads and guys that look like her brother. So yeah.
And then Ethel's parents are murdered, I think. And they
Yeah.
think that Ethel and Jughead did it because we can't have Riverdale without people being murdered. Right? Am I right?
You are right. And this is all happening in the 1950s once again. It's a
And at some point, Veronica's dating Jughead.
Oof.
And this leads us to the realization that they're all just dating each other.
Well, actually, they don't even realize they're dating each other. Kevin has to point it out. and they
Oh, is that how you took it? I thought they all knew they were dating each other.
Oh no! Well, I mean, they knew they were dating each other, but they didn't like piece it together fully until Kevin like mentioned it. They just thought they were all hanging out with one another willy-nilly.
Interesting. But then don't worry because Cheryl and Tony do end up getting back together this season. Even though she like dates other men for a bit.
And then we get to the grand finale of them all, where Tabitha comes back after she does her Loki pruning of the timeline-esque angel stuff, and she gives the group a ultimatum of basically saying through their actions of protesting the death of Emmett Till and being a quadruple thing going on, and their good deeds, they were able to save Riverdale in the future. However, in order to do that, in order for there to be a Riverdale in the future, they would have to stay here. And so their option was they can either have memories from their past future selves, or they could just go with the memories they have now and not even remember that previous life. And Betty and Jughead decide, sure, we want to remember it. Everybody else is like, nope, we'll just remember what we got now. And that gives us the funny part of Betty and Jughead watching Riverdale highlights in the show Riverdale as a way of how they get their memory back. And then we get a flash forward to Riverdale 2023. And we see a young lady driving her elderly grandmother to the town of Riverdale. Who is this elderly lady, you might ask yourselves? None other than Betty herself. And she's going back to have her one last hoorah in Riverdale. And she is greeted there by none other than the ghost of Jughead, who takes her back one more time to 1950. Because if we could not get enough of 1950, they're going to do it one more time. So she goes back with Jughead one more time to 1950 and has a dinner with her and her friends at the junior prom. And then we see old Betty pass away in the end of Riverdale.
They don't go back. That's them in the afterlife.
But they go back though. She goes like as a memory, she goes back to 1950.
I think that's them in the afterlife.
No, she's not dead yet.
Oh, maybe I don't know. Anyway, we skipped like the weird porn film. We skipped they do a beauty pageant. We skipped Kevin writing a spring performance. There's like a weird communist thing that goes on.
Yeah, the
Don't
Red
worry.
Scare.
This is
There was a
run
reason we,
by
that
This would
was.
also be the world's longest episode.
I mean,
There's an
I don't
accident
think we
of
reached
some kind.
that.
Yeah. We're gonna leave it with that. Ultimately, they all die. They all go on to do some kind of successful thing. And none of them, while they all were in like a thruple or whatever it's called together.
Yeah, I mean,
I
none of
remember
them
what
really
Kevin
did
calls
anything
it.
successful because what Betty and Jughead, I don't think
They
they ever
write
got
books.
married.
No, that's what I was saying. None of them end up like together. So we go
Yeah.
through all that dating obnoxiousness. None of them end up together.
Oh,
And
yeah,
that's
Archer's
that.
story was sad, yeah.
So as you can tell, we got through seasons one and two okay. Three was fine. Four, eh. Five, we struggled, man. Six and seven, it's like they never even happened in my brain.
Yeah, I definitely, after this episode is aired, I will forget all information on season six and 6 and 7 of Riverdale.
God, that was painful.
Oh
So,
yeah.
listeners of Debates That Don't Matter, if you were ever wondering how to summarize everything that is wrong with Riverdale, we just did it for you.
Yeah, you can write a whole essay. Yeah.
I don't think you can. I think our podcast proved that you cannot even put it into words because this was a train wreck.
Yeah. Definitely could have been better.
All right, how are you signing us off, Grant?
Well, a little update. So the Debates That Don't Matter basketball team, we start playoffs next week. And we have the number one seed, so should be looking good. The Debates Don't Matter team that we sponsored could be bringing home a trophy to add to our illustrious empty trophy case. So,
And shout out to the Diamondbacks.
oh yeah, shout out World Series, first time in 20 some years.
Yep, since 2001.
Yeah, they did not have to go back in time to 1950s in order to pull this off. They did it the old-fashioned way.
So, yes, keep an eye out for updates on the Debates That Don't Matter basketball team. Keep an eye out for the Diamondbacks. Will they go all the way? Will we take the World Series in five games?
Well, oh, is that possible now? Or
I
it'll be
think it.
six. Series is tied up.
Oh, does it have to be six?
Oh, it does have to be 1-1. So if
No,
they
in
win
game
the next
five, you could have
three,
four
that'll be
wins.
five, correct? So I'm not good at math, so that's fine.
Dang, I just outsported you.
Oh boy, is that how we're ending on a grand L?
Yes. Megan
Well,
one, Grant zero.
I don't know about that score, but all right, Megan definitely got one. And with that, folks, we bid you adieu. Happy Halloween, safe trick-or-treating, and the Bears cost me $5 with their sucky play on Thursday night football. Or it's Sunday night. Yeah, garbage.